Morning Mess, Big FM 93.7. This part of the program is being brought to you by FHN. It's Dial-A-Doc, and with FHN, Al Ivan, director of the FHN Foundation, is on the line with me. Hey, good morning, Al.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks thanks for joining me here today on Dial-A-Doc. We are talking about the FHN Foundation here this morning. And Al, can you describe to me the FHN Foundation and what its role at FHN is?
Sure. The foundation is here to help augment and enhance whatever FHN is doing to improve health and wellness in the community. And we do that by raising funds for various projects and then helping to fulfill those projects to improve patient care and patient safety.
Talking here with Al Ivan here with the FHN Foundation, this year's Festival of Trees Gala is coming up. And Al, what kinds of things at FHN are the funds that you raise used for?
Sure. We've helped purchase new equipment or enhance current equipment. We've helped to improve current facilities or even build some new facilities in the past. We also help provide funding for staff education and training so that the staff members can stay current on what kind of procedures are out there to best improve patient care and safety. We've done some direct patient care assistance, like helping funding transportation for patients who may not have regular or reliable transportation to and from their medical appointments. And then we've also helped fund some community-based healthcare needs.
Al, why is it necessary to raise funds for these types of things?
Sure. As everyone knows, when with healthcare these days, you do receive a bill for services when you come in to get healthcare. And unfortunately, the challenge that a lot of people don't recognize is what actually gets reimbursed to the healthcare organization doesn't cover the full cost. So there's an actual gap between the income from reimbursement and what's necessary to actually provide the care. So the foundation is there to help bridge that gap and make it possible for the new equipment or the upgrades or just things that are necessary to provide the best quality care in our region.
We're talking here today with Al Ivan, director of the FHN Foundation here this morning on Dial-A-Doc. And Al, with the new affiliation plan between Mercy Health and FHN, how will this impact the foundation?
Well, regardless of the affiliation with Mercy Health, the FHN Foundation will still be necessary and will still have a role. And when the affiliation does occur, the foundation will still be here. And actually, every dollar that we raise in our region, in our community, will still be spent in our community, in our region, for the people we serve in Freeport and the surrounding area. So we're still going to operate, we're still going to be necessary, and all of our money is going to stay local.
Can you tell us here about this year's Festival of Trees Gala, the annual holiday fundraising event for the foundation?
Sure, absolutely. This year's gala is going to be on Friday, November 14th. It is at the Masonic Temple Ballroom here in Freeport. And tickets are going to be on sale through this Friday at noon, and there's only advanced ticket sales. So as of this Friday at noon, if people have not bought tickets, they will not be able to attend the event. And every year the gala raises funds for one larger item at FHN that will assist in patient care. And this year we're raising money to buy new defibrillators for the hospital.
Talking here today about the FHN Foundation with the director of the FHN Foundation, Al Ivan, here this morning. And Al, how can people find out more about the gala and purchase tickets?
Sure. The easiest way to do it is we have a website that is set up specifically for the gala. They can go to FHN.org and then /gala, and it will tell them all about the gala, the program, the details. We're actually having for the entertainment this year dueling pianos, Felix and Fingers, that will be playing music throughout the evening for people to attend, as well as wonderfully catered food. There's a great menu for the event. And they can go there to learn about the event and buy tickets. And if they still have questions, they're more than free to contact me at FHN. My phone number is 815-599-7213.
Can you tell us also about the year-end campaign and what is it raising money for?
Yeah, this year, the year-end campaign and the gala are actually tied together. They're both going to be raising funds for the new defibrillators for the hospital system. And when I talk about those defibrillators, a lot of people may think about when they're walking in a mall or they see at their business, they see the AEDs that might be in cases to help people. These are a little different because hospital defibrillators will do a lot more than what an AED might do, because you can use it to view the patient's heart rhythm. You can use it to view the patient's ventilation, so their blood oxygen and their CO2. They'll read blood pressure. The hospital defibrillators can act as a pacemaker when necessary if a patient is being treated. The machine can actually control the shock and the different level of shock that the patient will receive, and it actually prints out the little EKG strips that you're used to seeing when people are reading patients' hearts, so they can check the medication, they can check the heart rhythm, they can check any necessary factors and put those right in the patient record. So it's a newer, updated technology that will have more features, but will also make a big difference for cardiac care, because we all know how important our hearts are. They beat about 100,000 times a day to keep us alive, and unfortunately, sometimes they stop working, and when they do, you want to make sure you have the right tools and resources to get them working again so that the patient can continue their life and make a difference for themselves and also their loved ones.
We're talking here today with the FHN Foundation Director, Al Yvonne, here today. We're talking about the Festival of Trees Gala and the year-end campaign. And Al, outside of those, are there different ways folks can give to the FHN Foundation?
Sure, absolutely. People can always go online and go to FHN's website. There's a button you can click to give now, and you can actually scroll through and see all the different opportunities there are to give to things that support you, because we really want our donors to have choice and control to make sure that they're giving to something about which they care and which they're passionate about. Besides giving by check and cash, we have a number of donors that give through their donor advised funds. We have people who will give through their IRAs and making a gift that way each year. We've had people who have donated stocks. Some people in the past have wanted to give real estate. So we have a variety of methods. And actually, if you go to the FHN website, and there's actually a section called gift planning, and you can click on that, and there's a lot of literature and free resources that people can see about different options that they may have to be able to make a difference in people's lives. And with that, there's even a few calculators that they can use to see how those type of gifts would actually affect their taxes.
Talking to Al Yvonne here today, and Al, how can people find out what is needed at FHN if they're interested in making a contribution?
Sure. Besides going to the website, you can always reach me by email. My email is aevon@fhn.org. And again, people are also welcome to call me at 815-599-7213. I'm always available to answer questions.
Sorry about that. And Al, how can people find out more about the foundation?
Sure. The easiest thing to do is to go to the FHN website, just fhn.org, and there is a link there where you can click on for the foundation, and you can read the different work we're doing. Insights magazine, we tend to always have an article in there about the foundation. In fact, in the one that came out this summer, we actually published our annual report to show everyone how much did we raise last year and all the different projects we funded, because we want to be very transparent and accountable to everyone who donates to us. And again, they can always just contact me, and I'm happy to talk with them.
Al Yvonne here, Director of the FHN Foundation, here today on Dial-A-Doc. Hey, Al, thanks for joining me. We'll speak to you again soon.
Well, thank you, Ben, and you have a great day.
You too. Al Yvonne here today, Director of the FHN Foundation, today on Dial-A-Doc.